Good evening. Welcome to Maquonago Baptist Church. Sunday evening service. Glad that each one of you could tune in on live stream and those of you who could actually be here in person. So great to obviously be here in person as much as possible, but we're glad for those who can tune in to the service and praying for all those who are sick and just glad that you can be here this evening. Please turn your hymnals to number 477, At Calvary. This is a favorite of someone tonight, I asked. So number 477, At Calvary, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. And let's all stand as we sing this first verse together. Years I spent in vanity and pride.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified.
Second,
by God's word at last my sin I learned, then I trembled at the lines burned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon my liberty at Calvary.
And on that third verse it says, now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now, after salvation, my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. On that third verse.
Now I've given to Jesus everything.
That's one of the old-time Maquonago Baptist hymns. Remember that, Mrs. Raines? Yep. And the roll is called up yonder, and I'll be there. Yeah, lots of good hymns that I just think of Mrs. Roberts playing that hymn. And Mrs. Raines, I was thinking maybe on an anniversary Sunday we should have her play. No, she'd be embarrassed. Okay, welcome to the service tonight, and make sure you take this time to greet as many people as you can, okay?
On that fourth stanza, oh, the love that drew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. On that fourth stanza,
oh, the love that God did span, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span
next Sunday we have Brother Smith, missionary to Japan with us. Looking forward to that. And then the next week is Father's Day, and we're having something special. Ladies are making silver dollar pancakes for the guys for downstairs on Father's Day. So it's going to be something special on Father's Day, and we're looking forward to that. And then the next Sunday is Anniversary Sunday, 45th anniversary of the chartering of Maquoneago Baptist Church. And so praise the Lord. Some exciting events. And you know what? Just 1 week from this Thursday. Wait. Or is it this Thursday? This Thursday. Can you believe it? Grow Club. Man, I almost forgot. This week, huh? Oh, man. We're going to get this place all fixed up for Anniversary Sunday. Okay, so we're looking forward to Grow Club and all my workers and leaders. We got a new division this year, Leadership Corps of Grow Club. We're going to have a little bit of extra division there, developing leaders among that group. And so we're looking forward to that as well. Mr. Kinese, lead us in prayer.
Our Father, we're so thankful that tonight is the Lord's Supper, and now tonight we can focus on Calvary.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, that's why we're here tonight, because almost many, many of us have already received Christ as our Savior. Thank you, Lord, that salvation is truly free. It's all done. And Lord, I pray that in our communities here, where we live, Lord, we will see more of those 45 souls come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, work among us tonight for that one soul that is maybe one breath away from hell. Lord, would you save them? In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you for praying for Brother Carlson, and he still needs lots of prayers, and so be praying for him. Thank you for praying for my wife. She is doing incredibly well, and so thank you for praying for her as well. Okay.
You can turn in your hymnals to number 514. We're marching to Zion. We are marching to Zion, and when at salvation, when we looked to Calvary and saw our need of salvation, and we trusted Christ, now we're on a different course. We have a new master, a new king. And we are marching to Zion and have a heavenly purpose. So as we think about this, you know what, our attitude, our demeanor as Christians should be a stark contrast to those who don't know Jesus Christ. So we're marching to Zion, and on that first verse, come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Christian walk, there's all to look forward to in heaven, but right here and now, we have a lot to experience. We have Jesus Christ to know, to love, and to understand his great love for us. And there's so much that we are blessed with right now. So may that joy just come forth on a day-to-day basis. And on that fourth verse, then let our song abound. As our song abounding tonight. Sometimes I love Sundays because it's a time to look, be prepared for the week ahead of us and to get reset, maybe refocused, encouraged in the Word of God so that this next week we can have a week of victory as we have reflected upon who Jesus is through song. And may we just set our gaze on Jesus Christ so that our song can abound this week as we interact with others. On that fourth stanza.
Then let
turn over to number 487. Number 487 in our hymnals. We don't want to forget who we belong to, who has bought us with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus has purchased us, and we ought to, we need to remember who we belong to. Number 487. We'll sing it a cappella, and the instruments will join back in as we sing the third stanza. Let's all stand as we get ready for the offering. We'll sing the second, and sing the second chorus a cappella, and then I think it's off. Is that announcements next? Oh, that's right. We're standing now, so let's stay standing. second with chorus a cappella, and then on the third.
Once I was lost in sin. Jesus.
seated.
Whoops. Offering.
You may be seated. He threw a little curveball, and that's all right, though. A little changeup. Just a few announcements. Today is the deadline for our early bird registration for our family campout, which starts a week from tomorrow. And I know many of you have turned those registrations forms in, but just wanted to mention that. We're looking forward to a great group up there next week. Just so everybody's clear, we have the campsite officially beginning at 3 o'clock on Monday. And then it goes actually through Thursday at 3 is when, so it's from 3 on Monday till 3 on Thursday. Our official camp goes from Monday evening to Wednesday morning, through Wednesday morning. But we do have that time a little bit later. Just want to mention that so you know when you can get there and when we need to be out of the campsite. But if you have any questions in regards to the campsite or the camp out registration, things like that, please feel free to talk to me. I'll be glad to help you out. Right after the service tonight, if anybody is interested in coming to a little brainstorm session that we're going to have for Vacation Bible School, our float, and our just some decor and things like that, try to get some ideas and maybe some people to help with some of this stuff, you can come to that meeting. We're going to meet in the high school classroom, and hopefully you've been, maybe some of you have some ideas, good with being creative. And we have a great crew that helps with the decor, and so we just want to try to get on top of that and maybe some ideas that we can talk about for that. So that's going to be right after the evening service here tonight. Tomorrow night is our soul winning time, 5:45, and we trust you'll be able to join us for that. We've had some great groups out the last couple weeks, and there's room for more and great opportunities in these beautiful evenings to get out and to spread the gospel. And we'll definitely be gearing into Vacation Bible School in the weeks ahead. And our flyers are printed, and so they should be, Lord willing, available tomorrow night. And we're excited about that. Grow Club, as Pastor mentioned, is this Thursday at 8:30. And don't forget to get that registration form. I hope there's more in the office. They were there, and not sure if hopefully there's enough there still if you didn't get one of those registration forms. And then this coming Saturday is the first Maxwell Street Days in Mequonago. They have at Field Park three or four times in the summer, and we just are slotted to go to one of them on Saturday, this coming Saturday. And a number of you signed up to help with that table, and I think we still have a couple open slots, and I'll try to have that sign up again for Wednesday night. But if you're interested in helping and didn't get to sign up, please talk to me or Micah, and we'd be glad to get you on that list and have a good crew to help throughout that day. It's, I think, from 8 in the morning till 5. So it's kind of a full day, but it's a good opportunity to try to be a light in our community. And a lot of people from outside our community come through that market, and so it'd be a good opportunity to interact with them as well. So just want to mention that about our Maxwell Street Days booth on Saturday.
Number 498, we'll sing before the offering. Number 498, sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. This is something that we have to sing about that this world is not able to sing about when we all get to heaven. Let's sing those first and second stanzas before we stand for the offering.
Sing the
Jesus.
right, great energy tonight. It's good to see. I'll stand as we sing the third and fourth stanzas. We'll skip the chorus on the third and go right into the fourth verse. Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold. What a day that will be when we behold the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. And let's try to mimic the shout and the that will be in heaven someday. We'll sing and shout the victory. All right, on the third and fourth stanzas, without the chorus on the third.
Let us then teach and
okay, Jason, lead us in prayer.
Lord Father, we're thankful to be in your house tonight, Lord. We're thankful for, Lord, the preaching that we've heard already today. And we do pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God falls down on this place tonight, Lord, and that there be a real spirit of revival in our hearts, Lord, and that the message you've prepared will really speak to us, Lord. We do even pray for anyone that might not be saved here this evening, Lord, that it would be an evening of spiritual decision-making. Now we do pray, Lord, for this offering. Lord, bless the giver. And Lord, pray that you bless the furtherance of the work of this church. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Live in victory each and every day through the cleansing stream. All right, number 425, seeking the lost. Yes, yea, kindly entreating wanderers on the mountain astray. Number 425, and may this just serve as a reminder tomorrow night to be in prayer for soul winning. For those of you who can't make it, please be in prayer as we go out at 5:45, meet here at the church, and I encourage you, if you can at all make it out tomorrow night at 5:45, it will transform your life just to have to step out in faith, trust God as you go up to doors, knock on maybe a stranger's door for the first time, and trust God to give you wisdom, to know what to say. And we have to, no matter how many times you've been out, maybe you're newer at this, you can go with someone who has maybe a little more experience, but you know what? Whether you have experience or no experience, you have to trust God every time. Otherwise, it will be all for naught. And we must trust the Lord, but seeking the lost, may we go afar and go near here in Maquonago and the surrounding areas. Number 425, seeking the lost.
Seeking the lost and kindly entreating, wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today. Hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore. Go afar upon the mountain, bringing the wander back again.
Some time for some testimonies. Are you ready? Okay. Who's first tonight? Yes, Rich.
I just wanted to say that this Wednesday's evening service was worked in my heart and my life. I had offended a brother in Christ and in front of a lot of people, and it was to my shame, my regret, my hurt. So please, everyone, pay attention to that verse in Matthew 18:15. And because I hurt him, and I hurt his family, I hurt his friends, I hurt you, O pastor, I hurt the entire congregation, and I'm sorry, and I ask for everyone's forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Rich. God bless you. Okay. Who else has testimony tonight? Philip.
Just want to thank so many who prayed for our teen activity on Friday night. And I think we had about 8 to 10 visitors there. Some were past like bus kids, but we had a number that we have had connections with for many years. But then we've had a couple of brand new contacts there, so that was a real blessing. And so just thank you to so many who were praying and were inviting, and just really sensed it was a profitable time. And I appreciated our own church young people really having the right spirit and wanting to participate and be there with the other visitors. And something that was a real blessing for me was to have Will from our Bible study at the high school. He came out. And he's a freshman at the McGuanago High School, and he's fairly quiet, but a really nice, sweet kid. And he came, and I think he really enjoyed it, got involved in everything that was going on. And so I was just really encouraged that he was there, and I think we have a real open door with that whole family. He has two younger sisters, and so I was able to kind of talk about Vacation Bible School with them and with the mom. So just pray for Will and his family, that we'd be able to see them reached, and for a number of the other young people that came. And Lord willing, we'll be able to have another activity in July, beginning of July, where we can continue to work with them, get them back out, and many other contacts that we have, young people that didn't come. So we just have a lot of work to do, and I think the Lord's working in their lives. So thank you for praying.
Amen. Okay. Micah?
It's a blessing. Last Monday night to go out, Tuesday night to go out soul winning, and just we went out to visit some previous kids that used to ride the bus and invite them out to the youth activity. And it was just a blessing. At the end of the night, we stopped by someone's house. They weren't home, or no one came to the door. And so on the way home, there was a kid that used to work at McDonald's that used to come on the bus. His family used to come. So I'm like, well, we'll just stop in and see if he's there. And I walk in, and Connor, some of you know Connor, that used to ride the bus and come to Kids Club, he was behind the counter. He's like, oh, hi, Mr. Micah. And it was just a great, we had just been at his house like 3 minutes before that. And so the Lord just clearly led us to go there so we could talk to him. And that was a blessing. So just, we never know the impact that God will have and continue the work that he's doing or will do in the future from the kids that have come here in the past, whether Kids Club, bus ministry, Vacation Bible School, 10 years later, where they'll be in life and what God is going to try to do in their hearts. So it's just an encouragement to touch base with him again and to see his openness and his tenderness still, and just pray that God continues to do a work. And there's another bus family that moved out of town to New Berlin, but the mom told me we want to come and make some time to come to church, try to get off work and come to church. So just pray for some of these families that God would continue to work.
Amen. Blessing just being out there and being led of the Lord. Okay, Heather?
So it's like a prayer request and a testimony at the same time. So I've been working on Amy at work. She's my admin, for those of you that don't know. And so she tells me that when she dies, she's going to be telling God, like, you know, I'm sorry for all my sins and everything. And I've been praying, like, previously, like, the right words to her. And out of nowhere, I say, well, you won't be praying, or you won't be talking to God. You'll be talking to the devil right in hell because you're not saved. Mm. And she stopped in her tracks and was like, well, that's painful. You know, so I think we're opening a door. So my prayer request is that we pray for Amy. Amy, I know I'm a little non-traditional, but it worked with her, and I think the Lord gave me those words, so
amen.
Just be in prayer for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Honey Creek Baptist Church.
It is a. I just talked to Greg before the service, and we're not joking. He has been a long time that someone would get in there, and if they're not, there's a few people meeting, and maybe the American Baptist Convention will be able to sell it to. And one of our many young preachers in our church would take that over. That's been Greg's prayer.
Yeah.
But yesterday and today, I had opportunities in Honey Creek. Joshua, we've been praying for his cancer. Don't know how he's doing, doesn't look well. But we had an opportunity to reach out to his son who came over, and that was a blessing. Just this afternoon, as I was walking our dog downward, little Debbie and Dennis lives, and Dennis was just happened to be there. And for the Dennis is a very, very private person. He doesn't talk. He doesn't have really friends. And for the first time, he just talked to me. I mean, that was a big thing. Mm. And then number three, we just turned into Paul and V's house, and we just make a very long story short. We could see some real proofs that the Lord has been working in his heart and he's been growing.
Uh-huh. Amen. Okay. All right. Melody.
Just wanted to, a little update on my dad. Just wanted to say thank you to many who have asked about him and are praying and how we are seeing, I believe, answers to prayer as a result of that. It's been good to have him at our house nearby, be able to help him. And there's been a little bit of improvement, maybe in strength and energy. He's still eating, and so that's a blessing. So that, just getting some good food, I think, has helped him. But we are seeing, the nurse came the other day, and he'll have the same nurse come every time. So we got to meet her, and then Dad gave her his testimony a little bit, and then I was able to share more. Her name is Forrest. So if you'd pray for opportunity with Forrest to be able to continue to witness to her. She definitely is, believes in faith in the time of, you know, she deals with death all the time. And so we were telling her how Dad doesn't have any pain. And I asked her, is that, you know, normal? And she's like, oh, no. She said that's, and we were telling her that people are praying for him all over the country. He's been traveling, you know, 50 years, and he's, you know, people are always emailing and telling him they're praying. And she's like, yes, definitely. That is very, you know, evidence of God working, because that's unusual, she said. So just thank you for praying for him, and that would continue, that the he wouldn't have that pain. But he wants the will of the Lord to be done. And if the Lord wants to take him home, he's ready, you know. But if the Lord wants him to stay, you know, he wants to do that too. So just pray that God would give grace and strength for whatever his will is. And so.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, Jason.
It was a great blessing to be able to go out soul winning last week. My Mondays are usually occupied with other things, and with it being on Tuesday this last week, I was able to go, and my wife and I, and then Bethany and Liz and Sammy, we're all out door knocking. It was just a blessing to be able to go out and to talk to people about the Lord, and every single door that we knocked on, somebody answered. They were even able to knock on their Aunt Hannah's door and, you know, practice their soul winning skills on the saved. So that was fun to see.
Amen. Amen. Did you take them to Culver's afterwards? No. Really? Well, take them to McDonald's then. Okay. All right. Who else has a testimony? Mrs. Myers.
I just wanted to praise God for answered prayer. It's kind of an unspoken request, but just really been seeking the Lord in some different areas, and he's answering, and it's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Let's have the next hymn before the special. Michael.
Could turn to number 381. A thought-provoking question: is your all on the altar? And may we, as we pray this and think about this question tonight, may we be challenged to put all on the altar this evening, to allow God to work in and through us. And if we leave here tonight having laid all on the altar, imagine what God can do through our lives this next week as his power can flow through us. Number 381 on the first stanza.
Thank you.
let's stand as we sing the third and fourth verses. We'll skip the chorus on the third. May we really truly think and meditate on these words as we sing on that third. Thank you. May be seated.
From the well that never shall run dry, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench
this thirsting of my soul. I lift it up.
Okay, turn with me in the book of Joshua tonight. We're just going to talk about a very simple subject, the five simple principles of leadership for the next generation. Five simple principles of leadership for the next generation. So, whatever generation you are, I guess there's more than one generation here. And, when a new generation starts taking over ministries, that's always good. And that's important thing to be happening. Looking forward to young people stepping up and taking over ministries and keeping on the work of God. What about principles of leadership? There's some simple ones here. Joshua 1, now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' his minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. As I said unto Moses. There we find the first key, the first principle here. It's called the continuation principle. We have that throughout the Bible, the continuation, not something new. No, not something new. A continuation of the old. That's what the Bible emphasizes. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. See that continuation principle. Second Timothy 2. Verse 2, and the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There we go. Three generations. The things that thou hast heard of me among many generations, the same commit thou to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Continuation of the same truth from one generation to the second generation to the third generation. That's the principle of leadership. You ever thought about the fact is that that's one of the big problems of the hour is that we don't have this continuation of leadership. We have the new paths and the new ways and the newfangled methods. That misses the spirit of the New Testament. Notice in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14, continuation principle. But continue thou in the things which thou hast heard, which thou hast learned and has been assured of. But continue thou. Here it is. That's the continuation principle. Now you know the great difference between the Protestants and the Anabaptists. It's all about this principle of continuation. The Protestants wanted to protest against the errors of the Catholic Church. But those among them, those who have gotten saved at the same time as the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, who became Anabaptists, the difference was the Protestants wanted to reform the Catholic Church, therefore the idea of Reformation. But the Anabaptists wanted to go back to the simplicity of the New Testament church. Huge difference. Huge difference. And so the principle of the next generation is always the principle of continuation. Not something new. Not something new, but continuation of the truths of the past and the spirit of the New Testament. So we have that. There's a very important, as Moses, as I said unto Moses, wasn't going to lead him in a different direction. Lead him in the same direction. Amen. That's the first principle. The second principle we have here, verse 3, every place that the sole of their foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Well, you know, faith goes forward. Faith goes forward. And here, he said, every place your foot will tread upon. They had to, you know, they came to the Jordan, and the Jordan didn't part until the priest put his foot in the river. Amen? And you know, it takes faith and obedience to put your foot in action. And that's what it takes. Forward. You know, that is the key of the principle of leadership next generation, is going forward in obedience to the Word of God. Not staying still, not just coasting, not just enjoying the blessings. No. You know, that enjoying the blessings that just last a little bit of time. And then pretty soon, you start going backwards. Because the Christian life is always about going forward. Amen. Going to all the world to preach the gospel to every creature. Always, there's always a new generation. You know, you think about, if you ever studied heard about some of the history of Wisconsin. You know, you wonder, whatever happened? You know, they used to have some tremendous ministries in Milwaukee that were reaching hundreds and hundreds of people. But what happened? Where do they stop going forward? You know what I'm saying? Where did it stop? There has to be this understanding that there must be a going forward in faith. And there has to be vital ingredient. A forward movement. And you know, forward, all as far as I can tell from the principle of Joshua, it was always on new ground. Maintaining the old truths on new ground. Ground you never went on before. And if you're a first generation Christian, everything is new. Everything is new. It takes faith to go forward. It's not something you already saw. It's not something you already experienced. It's new ground. That takes faith. Go forward. And it's a lot easier. You know, I remember when we started this building, the first phase of the building, and the neighbor here, he was kind of antagonistic, but he was interesting sometimes. Now I was sitting on the pile of dirt there looking at the hole, and he came over, and Gene Rogers was his name, and he said, I don't remember what he said. He says, "Boy, I give you credit. You know, I don't know what he's giving me credit for, but, you know, pat me on the back a little bit. I had no idea what we were, I thought, no problem. You know, I didn't know half of what I needed to know to even lead the church to build a building. But I had seen a lot. I'd seen my dad lay block. I'd seen my dad lay concrete. I'd seen buildings built. Oh, boy. But, you know, so it wasn't totally new ground. But it was a lot more new ground than I knew, really thought of. But, you know, it takes a lot of faith to go to new ground. And if you're a first-generation Christian, it's going to take faith to go forward. Amen. You're going to have ground that nobody ever tread on before. None of your relatives, none of your aunts or uncles or whatever. Just think about it. How many Southern Baptists have you met? And they're doing nothing for God. And their uncle was a preacher and their grandpa was a deacon. Oh, they know all about it, but they stopped going forward a long time ago. So the principle of going forward is very important. And of course, what does it take? Verse 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers. Only be thou strong and very courageous. That is translating the Septuagint and Dridzimai. Septuagint is the Greek translation of the Hebrew, and it's the word andridzimai, act like a man. Act like a man. Go forward. Be courageous. Do what's right, no matter what. It takes courage to go forward. Now, notice there's some other great principles here. We find this, verse 7. It says, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, what is it saying? A key principle of the leadership for the next generation is a thorough knowledge of the Word of God. A thorough, you know, there's been a completely changed attitude about what it takes to serve the Lord and be prepared for the ministry. Now, I'm not against education. I've had lots of education. And, you know, you can figure that out maybe. Nobody ever asked me if I had any education. Maybe I don't act like it. But the fact is, think about Jonathan Goforth, a great missionary to China. What did he consider to be his training that would equip him to minister in China? That he would know, because he went, he's going to go to China, there weren't going to be any books. He was going to go to the interior of China, no books. Only book he's going to have is the Bible. There aren't going to be books. There isn't going to be a strong concordance. There isn't going to be a Bible on your phone. There's not going to be Google. You know, type out the verse. Oh, there it goes. There it is. Now I know where it is. Nope. His training was know what the Bible says and know everything the Bible says and know where to find it. Know the reference. Know the verse. Know the reference for all the truths of the Bible. That's what he considered his training to be the great missionary that he was. And, of course, there's many other ingredients to that. But a thorough knowledge of the Word of God. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Meditating on the Word of God. They say that Harry Ironson, the great Bible preacher, by the time he was 18, had already read the Bible through many times. Knowledge of the Bible. Fill your mind with the Word. How does God lead us? He leads us through the Word of God. That's how God wants to lead us. And so here's a great principle, a thorough knowledge of the Word of God and thinking about the Word of God, meditating on the Word of God. Where do you get your direction in life? You get it from the truths of the Word of God. That's the principle of leadership. And, you know, that's the problem today. A lot of people get their leadership from some books. Not the book. And the Word of God is pure. Amen? Never going to lead you astray. So that's the third principle. But we find the fourth principle. Strict obedience to the Word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. A thorough, strict obedience to the Word of God. This was the key to his leadership. This was the key for the next generation. Obey the Word of God. Obey the Word of God. You know, someone was telling me this morning that 20 years ago, went to one of the big mega churches and all they ever could talk about was legalism. The fundamentalists were the legalists. Well, actually, what they are is, what did they say? They are the anti-legalist. The Bible calls them the antinomianism. And it says in 1 John, it says that the transgression, that sin is the transgression of the law. And in fact, the verb is supplied is, it's just hamartia a namas. Just two words. Sin is lawlessness. We live in a day of lawlessness. I don't want to know what the Bible says. I don't want to obey what the Bible says. I want to be my own boss. That's contrary to the Bible, amen? And you can, if you're a theologian or a historian, look up antinomianism. That's a famous historical theological cult that's always been around, antinomianism. It's just got new flavors all the time. But it says... The key to the next generation is a strict obedience to the Word of God. What does the Bible say? What do we need to do? Then there's a fifth principle that is really amazing as you look at the book of Joshua. It says, verse 16, and they answered Joshua saying, all that commandest us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things. Now that almost makes you laugh. It almost makes you laugh when you read that. That's pretty dangerous. We'll obey you as much as in everything like we obeyed Moses. Oh boy, exaggeration. But the principle is there. So will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. The presence and blessing of the Lord. The presence and the blessing, the obvious leadership, fellowship with God was the key to that leadership. And you know, obviously, you have to take a long look at things and look at things over time. That's the key. The presence and the blessing of the Lord needs to be seen upon those who lead by the people that they are leading. Amen. That was what he said. And Joshua and his conversation with the Lord says, as you are with Moses, so be with me, and I'll do whatever you say. And so the presence and the blessing of the Lord. Now, some people have a hard time seeing it because of their own spiritual problems, but this was the key. And so Joshua met with the Lord. He went around the city of Jericho, and God says, this is how you do it. And then they did it, marched around the city. They shouted, walls came tumbling down. Oh, obviously, the Lord was with Joshua, wasn't he? Obviously, it showed that he was leading them in the path of God. And so, obvious presence and blessing of the Lord must be seen by those that we lead. The next generation of leadership, five simple principles. That leadership is continuation. Not something new, it's a continuation of the old. That leadership is always forward. It's by faith. Always seeking to go forward by faith. That leadership is always hinged upon a thorough knowledge of the Word of God. Meditating on God's Word. That's what we need. It needs to be accompanied by the spirit of strict obedience to God's Word. And it must be evidence, the presence and blessing of the Lord. Five simple principles of leadership for the next generation. One of those might change your life. All of them are obviously upon the life of a great leader, Joshua. And the principles still work today. Amen. Principles still work today. Not complex. Just as simple as that. And, you know, every generation needs leaders. You know, fifth through sixth grade class needs leaders. First and second grade class needs leaders. Junior high needs leaders. High school needs leaders. Every group of people needs leaders. God uses his whole method is the principle of leadership. And these are principles of leadership that are taught in the Word of God. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for the Word of God tonight and for these great truths. And Lord, certainly one of them, or many of them, could have hit home tonight on some precious believer who needs to step up and be a leader for God. And Lord, the directions are here. The procedure is here. And we pray that you'll use it. And your Holy Spirit. Maybe to encourage, maybe to correct, maybe to form, maybe to push forward someone. And use it for your glory, Lord. Well, heads are bowed and eyes closed. Amongst your peers, there's a lack of leadership. Forward for God. Who'll step up? Who'll step up? Carry the old past. God uses and needs leaders. Maybe one of these things is missing in your life. That's why you aren't a very good leader. Maybe these things are the instructions of virtues that would make you a leader. Maybe you just kind of take it casually about obedience to the Bible. And God is speaking to you about it, the fact that that's why you aren't a spiritual leader, because you aren't about strict obedience to the Bible. You take it too casually. Well, you just lost your leadership ability for God. Maybe there's other things. Maybe you need to go forward by faith. Instead of looking over your shoulder and seeing who's doing it, just look to God and go forward and say, I'm going to do it. But God is speaking to your heart tonight about going forward as a leader, a leader for your generation, a leader amongst the people of God. And you say, Pastor, God spoke to my heart. The Spirit of God just touched my soul, my mind, my spirit in some area of an area that I need to apply, that I can be a leader for God. The kind of leader I need to be, the kind of leader that will take the next generation forward. Say, Pastor, pray for me. God spoke to my heart about a decision I need to make, a change I need to make in my life. Anyone here tonight? Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good. All right. Anyone else? You know, every dad is a leader of your home. Strict obedience to the Bible. You know, faith to obey. God's speaking to your heart. God spoke to my heart tonight. Anyone else? That decision you need to make for God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, we have a great example of leadership in Joshua. Great example in Moses. And great instructions from you. And I pray that, Lord, as your Holy Spirit is used at different truths to stir souls, now stir them to action. Because we know leaders are always people of action, of decision, decisiveness, acting upon truth, going forward in that way. And so, Lord, work in all those that have raised their hand, others that maybe should have. Maybe they have to think about it more. And I pray your Holy Spirit would make every father the leader they need to be, every man the leader that needs to be, every young person the leader they need to be, every lady the leader that they need to be as mothers, as ladies for God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Micah, come lead us in the song of invitation. Maybe there is some specific action you need to make on what we heard tonight.
Turn in your hymnals to number 317, A Charge to Keep I Have, A God to Glorify. You need to come as the Lord leads you. Come forward to pray. Make that decision that God would have for you. Let us stand together as we let God continue the work in our hearts. Number 317.
Gospel this week. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.